Welcome to the Simply Slow Living Podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Forgy. Join me for a genuine, smart, and uplifting conversation. Let's slow down and enjoy the simple, sweet moments of motherhood together. On a day-to-day basis, it's difficult to notice the toll this cultural obsession with speed is taking on our lives. It's taking a toll on our relationships. It's taking a toll on our health. It's taking a toll on our families. So let's try and commit to living the good life instead of living the fast life. And that's where slow living comes into play. Remember, slow living is a lifestyle where you embrace a slower pace to make space for what matters most. So what does matter to you most? That's what this episode is going to be all about. If you take away one thing, this is it. There is significant value in a family value statement, so create one today. One of the most powerful things we have done as a family to aid in our slow living lifestyle is we have set our family's value statement. Having graduated from business school, I was familiar with all of the verbiage around values and value statements and mission statements and vision statements. But to me, for some reason in my mind, I had put that in the business sector. Until one day I thought, I run this household like a business. We run our family's assets and schedule like a business. So why wouldn't a value statement benefit us as a family? So we started making simple value statements with our children that they could understand. And it really has made a difference, us being able to see our priorities on paper. And it really has simplified our decision-making process when it comes to what we value as a family. So let me share with you how we created our value statements. When our kids were younger, it was hard to have a conversation with them. And I'm talking when they were, 2, 3, 4. It was hard to have a conversation with them to establish actual values, to have a conversation about what are the words that represent what's important to us. So in that stage, my husband and I essentially made our family's value statement together and then shared it with the kids. So here's an example of what our value statement was. And we would just repeat this over and over and over to our children to where they understood this is what we valued as a family. These things are not changing. So our value statement was, we love each other, we care about each other, and we help each other. They understood those words, love, care, help. So our value statement when our kids were younger was, we are the Forgy family, we love each other, we care about each other, and we help each other. Now, some of you might say, that's not really a value statement. That's more along the lines of a mission statement or whatever. Please don't get caught up in the minutia of the differences between value statements, mission statements, vision statements, etc. Because I found myself going down that rabbit hole and trying to be perfect about our family's value statement. The important part is that you get down some concrete words that your kids can relate to, that your family understands, and that you can prioritize and make decisions off of those values and those words. So, as our kids have gotten older, our value statement has changed, and their participation in creating the value statement has definitely gone up as well. This last time we were on vacation, we had rented out a really nice Airbnb. We had a family campfire going. We were roasting the marshmallows. We were all sitting around the campfire. my husband and I had planned in advance that we wanted to talk about our family's value statement and that that would be a great opportunity to talk about it again. So it really was a great moment. Our kids remember that. That was something that they took away from that vacation. And when we say our value statement over and over, they're transported back to that place and that spot and that feeling of us connected as a family coming up with this together. So our family's value statement now that we came up with around that campfire is this. We are the Forgy Five family. We value family time, outdoor adventures, laughter, kindness, and helpfulness. I'll say it again. We are the Forgy Five family. We value family time, outdoor adventures, laughter, kindness, and helpfulness. Now, does that value statement encompass everything that we ultimately value as a family? No. Does it say anything about our Christian beliefs and our faith in God? No, it doesn't. But we discussed that as a family, that all of those things, adventures, laughter, kindness, helpfulness, all of those things we value under that Christian perspective. So don't try and make it too complicated, too convoluted to get all of the things. Make it simple, something your kids can say and understand and that they feel that they've had a part in making with you. So we've made our value statement, but how has that really helped us? What have we really done with it? Well, let me tell you that I have repeated that thing over and over and over, and my kids are so tired of hearing it. They're probably, they just roll their eyes at me every time they hear it. But you know what? They know what we value as a family. That's one big thing. The kids know what we value as a family. The second thing is that it's helped us live less out of habit and more out of intent. Instead of just doing things because we're used to doing them and it's something that we've always done, it's made us assess and think about why are we doing those things? What's the intent behind the things we're doing? Are those things lining up with our values? And in that way, having a value statement and having your values written down has really simplified the decision-making process for me as a mom. An example I will give you. Our kids really love hockey and skating, but when you have three kids with three different teams, three different practices, three different game schedules, that's a lot in a week. And our kids were also wanting to play basketball at the same time. So again, it would have been multiple teams, multiple practice nights, multiple games, and we just went back to our family's value statement. And one of the things, the first thing we listed as a family is we value family time. And if we were to be involved in all of those things, we would not have any family time. Our family time would be spent at the rink, and our family time would be spent in the van. And that's fine, but that's not the family time we were discussing around the campfire. We were talking about the family time where we're having conversations, when we're eating good meals together, when we're doing activities, all of us together. That was the family time we were talking about. So it was hard for me to say no to those activities. I want my kids to do all of the things that they want to do. We have the opportunity and we're so blessed that they could do all of those things. But we chose to look back at our value statement and say, we said we value family time. And so what we have chosen to do is we are just doing one of those activities this season. And next season, we'll pick back up with one of those activities. I want to challenge you as moms to look at your schedules, make sure your schedules are aligning with your values, and don't be afraid to make those decisions. You know what? My kids are tickled pink to go to basketball. We ended up not doing hockey this session. They are tickled pink to go to basketball. They love it. They're not so overly tired in the evenings that we can't have a conversation and that they're having meltdowns. We have good family moments and they're still involved. So don't be afraid to say no to things. That goes back to one of the previous episodes of, you know, it's okay to rebel against the busyness. That was just one example of how I have, as a mom, been able to look back at our value statement, and the value statement has helped simplify my decision-making process. It's not always easy, but it has simplified it for me. Another thing that I think is really great about a value statement is that it's a personal expression. It's the personal expression and prioritization of your needs. It's our needs as a family on paper. And it's really great to look back at that every once in a while and say, are these still our family needs? Yes or no, or do they need to be changed? But it's nice to have those needs on paper and something that we have all agreed to, because they are a commitment. We're making a commitment to those values and to those things. We're making a commitment to having outdoor adventures. We're making a commitment to having laughter and being kind and being helpful. And so another example, you know, it's been snowing in our area. Our neighbors have needed help shoveling their driveways. And we look back at our value statement and say, okay, kids, let's get out there and help our neighbors, because we value kindness and we value helpfulness. So it's nice to go back to that value statement and look at what your priorities are and look at your personal expression of your needs. Can you tell I'm kind of passionate about this one? I'm passionate about knowing what you're living for, knowing your intent. And once you've decided on that intent, there will be pushback. Trust me, there will be pushback from all different parts of your life, but you have to set up the boundaries. Because boundaries only work if you put them up and you keep them up. And as a farm girl, I think about a fence in a pasture. You know, those cows are not going to stay in unless you put the fence up. You've got to put the fence up, and you've got to check that fence and make sure that it's keeping them in. So you have to have a boundary. You have to keep the boundary up. You have to keep checking it. You have to keep working on it. And you've got to hold fast to those values that your family together, you have decided on these things together. It's so important to you as a family. You have to hold fast to those things. So to wrap this all up, how does the value statement relate to slow living? Well, slow living, you literally have to make time to slow down. You're embracing a different pace. So by looking at your values, you're choosing those activities and those things that you want to do that allow you to live at the pace to embrace the things that you love and to make space for those items that just bring you joy and those activities that bring you joy. So your value statement allows you to actually slow down your pace of life, and it allows us to make space for what truly matters, because what truly matters to us as a family is what we have written and what we have established in that value statement. So do it, Mama. Get your family together. Get a list of value statement words. You can find them anywhere on Pinterest, Google, whatever. Get you a good list of value words and just have a conversation with your kids, have a conversation with your spouse, and write down your value statement and then make decisions and prioritize based on those values. You can totally do this. I'm rooting for you, and I would love to hear the value statements that you come up with. So DM me on Facebook or Instagram. Thank you for listening to the Simply Slow Living podcast. Connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, and hannahforgy.com. Join our encouraging community of women living with mindfulness and celebrating motherhood in the Simply Slow Living community on Facebook. Please share this show with a friend who could benefit from Simply Slow Living.